Panthers making a switch at corner this week, Josh Norman.
Yeah.
Have you, or what are your initial impressions of what he brings to their defense?
Good player. I mean, those secondaries are all good players. Their front seven is really good. They're going to get some pressure. They throw some different looks at you. They throw a lot of different coverages at you. So you got to be on it.
Personal stops on the offensive line again with Bushrod missing practice. So are you getting used to this?
We'll see how it goes. We have, we got a lot of guys in and out of there. We're always rotating guys in, so it's nothing really new.
How pleased are you with the offensive line overall? It seemed guys who came in there as backups played well.
Yeah, exactly. We've done a good job. Phil's done a good job of bringing guys in that can play, even though they're not starters. Last year we rode the whole year with all five, and this year, the two guys have been out, and we've got to rotate some guys in. And even during training camp through the preseason, we're constantly having different groups of five in there. They've all played well.
Jay, you guys seem to, for whatever reason, play better on the road than at home. Is there anything, or is that just luck?
Well, I guess we don't like you guys that much here. I don't know. we got to play better at home. It's plain and simple. Because we had a lot of home games in the second half of the season. So we're going to have to figure it out. Right now, though, we're on the road for the next couple. Which seems to be like a good thing for us at this point.
Brandon said, he was on a Showtime show, he was frustrated at the end of the Green Bay game. How's he been in practice? I mean, he has obviously standards on how he wants to play.
He's been good. I guess when's he going to talk to you guys tomorrow? So you'll get it from the horse's mouth. But he's been good with us.
Is it better than, having him back at practice, it eliminates some of the miscommunications, make sure that they install everything like that?
Yeah, it's always, just to make sure all the details are taken care of. It's hard, any position, it's hard to miss practice and then line up on Sunday and be perfect. With the little details that we put in through the week and tweak things and for defenses and for, different coverages and things that we see. So it's definitely good having him out there.
What can you take away from the Ravens' passing success against Carolina last
week? I hit a few fluke plays on them. Early on, the Steve Smith touchdown was a tip ball. They ran the ball extremely well against them. So passing-wise, they had a special teams touchdown. They had those two fluke plays that resulted in touchdowns. So that's 21 points there. If you get those, you're probably going to win the game.
How encouraged were you?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. The Jets game and 49ers game, those are two defenses that are extremely hard to run against. The Packers, we had success last year running the ball, and we continued to have success last week running the ball. So we just got to keep carrying that over and get better and better each week because the weather is going to turn at some point here, and we're going to have to run the ball at home.
How do you feel about the overall state of the offense? We piled a lot of yards last week.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously had trouble converting some of the touchdowns. Where do you think you guys are at?
We're four games into it. We obviously got to get better. We know we have to get better. There's certain areas that we're doing well in, certain areas that we can improve in. We just got to become more consistent, really, overall. Like you said, there's times where we're rolling the ball up and down the field and we're not converting on third down or we're not converting on red zone, or there's times where we're three and out. So we just got to get a consistent level where we play four quarters without the extreme highs and extreme lows.
Is that the execution of the players, or is it maybe just figuring out where everyone fits together?
It's a combination of a million different things. We just got to figure it out.
What did work so well in the running game that you guys had the best rushing day?
I think it's a combination of the way they play defense and the combination of we might have been a little more physical and we really liked our run game. I think you look at their defense and they're going to let you run the ball. They're going to try to take away the passing game with some coverages and beat a little bit more lax up front. They were missing a few guys up front as well. So it's a combination of a lot of things.
Well, more teams do that because of weapons you do have outside, because of the receivers that you have?
They do. I mean, that's fine with us. you know, the, some of the 3-4 teams we're going to see are a little bit harder just because of the structure of the defense. But if we see some 4-3 teams that want to play a shell or want to take away some guys outside, want to walk some guys over top Brandon or Alshon, we should be able to run the ball.
Does every play that you call have a run-pass option when you get to the line?
No.
Yeah, obviously your chemistry with Marty and Brandon and Alshon's appearance, do you still feel like you're trying to find maybe another target between Josh and Santonio?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Still working things out with those guys. You know, it's hard. I remember last year working with even with Brandon and Alshon and Marty. You know, we were still working things out because it's just a new offense. It's new verbiage. It's new instructions for those guys of how we want them to run things, depth. So it's a work in progress for those guys.
Since you've been here, have you ever seen during the game, remember Kerry, have you seen Matt Forte tired?
I haven't. You know, we're all getting a little bit older. And Matt included, but I think the way he prepares in the off season, he really sets himself up for the season and being able to stay not only healthy but so durable and be able to be a three down back. Even whenever we do take him out, he seems to just be sitting on the sideline just waiting to come back in. You know, you never see him go over and look for oxygen or sit down and is it completely gassed. You know, he's quietly does his job each and every week. You know, most teams you go against have a defensive end or somebody that you know specializes to get to the passer, and Bushy over there just takes care of guys. You know, you don't have to worry about it. You know, the left side's locked up, and let's worry about what's inside. You know, I think as soon as you start diving into that, you're going to drive yourself crazy because you can't explain that. You know, the other things that we talk about, you can start to explain that and you can rationalize those things, it's statistics and why things happen. You know, balls just flying through the air randomly, that's tough to explain, and that you'll keep yourself up all night if you worry about those type of things.
Jared, the offense and defense still, I mean, nobody's pointing fingers at one or the other. You guys still unified as a team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are we?
Yeah.
You know, there's been games where offensively we haven't done our part. There's been games where defensively they wish they've done better. So I think as a whole, we can't say, hey, it's us or it's them or it's special teams. We've all got to keep improving. And, you know, we're only 4 games into it. We're 2-2. We could be 0-4 or we could be 4-0 easily. You know, with some luck that she was just talking about here and there, it could have flipped quickly. So we just got to keep sticking together and keep working on it. Thank you.